Good morning and welcome to our budget hearing. It's under strange conditions, of course. We are exempt for this meeting. We're aware of the coronavirus. Township board members are considered workers who are necessary to sustain or protect life. That means that we can continue to hold township meetings either in person, taking the necessary precautions via telephone using a teleconference service, or video call. This means that the budget, public hearing, annual meeting of the electors, final meeting of the March Board of Review, and possibly the Election Commission meeting to appoint election workers can be held in one of those three manners. Also, we have a responsibility to maintain our fire and ambulance services. So with that, I will open up the budget public hearing for any comments.
Do we want to do a...
I'll do it for the meeting.
Okay.
So I'll just briefly read through the budgets. General fund is $463,950. We'll come back to them if we wish. Fire and ambulance fund is $566,550,000. Ambulance memorial fund is zero. Fire memorial fund is zero. Sewer O&M fund is $118,050. Bass Lake weed control fund is $4,000. Our road fund is $80,000. Maple Harbor construction fund is zero. Maple Harbor special assessment is $44,922. At this point, I'm going to ask Mike to make some comments if he has any on any of these budget items, but these are the budget items in front of us today.
Okay, you'll notice that the general fund is a little bit down from last year. The fire and ambulance is also a little higher because we have some other expenditures in there, like a new boat and stuff like that. The sewer fund for the township sewer is $118,050. We have set aside for the reserve of the repair and replacement of $40,000, and our balance reserve from last year of $39,466. So we're projecting that reserve is going to be $79,466, or around $80,000 for 2 years. Hopefully we won't have to spend anything on that, and that will accumulate that fund so we can have the necessary over $200,000, I believe, is what it's required for our fund. The general fund, we're going to have a reserve amount for the this building. We have reserve fund for Hertha and part for the cemetery, and that projection is going to be $151,000. For the fire and ambulance, since we still have the same millage rate, the reserve amount for 2021 at the end of the year is going to be about $285,000. That cash is set aside to purchase equipment. It was the board decisions before not to finance any new equipment, to pay cash for it. And the township road fund has got the budget of $80,000. And that reserve amount at the end of the year, we should have around $18,000 left, which we can apply towards. Can we undo South Bay Shore Drive?
North Bay Shore.
North Bay Shore, which is a long but 2.5-7 mile road. We're starting to put some reserve funds with that. This year should finish basically all our other roads that we have. So all the roads should be pretty well and current.
Yes, I'd like to just circle back quickly to the ambulance. Mike, we just signed that 5-year agreement, is that correct?
Yes.
For that $262,000 per year. So we're locked in at that for the next 2 years, correct?
Yes.
OK. Okay. I just wanted the public to know that we did, there was an increase, but we also have a five-year deal, and that gets averaged out over 5 years. Circling over to the sewer fund, I know there was a rate increase this year.
Yes.
And that was, what, I forgot, three?
3%. It was a dollar or something on the reserve and 50 cents on the operation, I believe.
Yes.
So yep. That is numbers are reflected in this 2021 number.
And of course, as you did say, we do need to build that up in case of the sewer system needing some major repairs.
That is correct. And right now we're looking, knock on wood, we're pretty good that we won't have anything major other than normal maintenance, which is covered in the budget.
There is one thing, though, Mike, I know we talked about, is the village brought up to us that we do need to think about backup generation. And I'm not sure for both lift stations what that's going to mean, but that might be something that might pop up yet this year.
Okay.
Or next budget, I mean this budget. But that would be the only thing I see from what performance engineering has indicated. And you did zero out the Maple Harbor Construction Fund.
Yes, we did.
So that is, now we're just down to the bond.
No, we're just down to the bond, and that the one for the 44,922 is the actual principal and interest payment in April, and then we have another interest payment in November to Alden Bank.
Okay. Shelley, do you have any comments on any of these?
No. Okay. We worked hard on all of these, tried to cut where we could, and tried to plan ahead best as possible. So this is... I think this is a good budget.
Yes, and you've been pushed by your election deal. Everything has cost more this year. So, and hopefully we get through that in this upcoming budget year, and you'll be back in sync again. The only thing I want to add to all this is we are absent Dick Holtz and Aaron Eisenhart, just for the record. Is there any further public comment? We'll note that Ken Williamson's in the audience. So I guess at this point, I'd like to close the public hearing. Thank you. Okay, pledge allegiance, please.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. It is 9:09, March 24th. This is our special township board meeting to approve the resolutions for the 2020-21 year. First line of business is we would like to vote on or suggest that we continue our second Tuesday of each month at 9 a.m. as scheduled. Also, I want to note Dick Holtz and Aaron Eisenhart are absent. So at this point, if we have any discussion on these dates, this is the same as last year and the year prior. I do have one conflict in December, and I just bounce it in front of the board. That Tuesday will be a conflict for me. Now, I don't have to be present, but if there was a possibility that we could make a change to the day before, to the 7th, that would fit for me if the rest of the board would so agree.
I have no issues.
Okay, Mike?
December 7th, hold on a second.
It would be Monday morning.
I have no issues with that.
Okay. So I would ask to continue all of our meeting dates, the second Tuesday of each month at 9 a.m., with one exception. December 7th would be held at 9 a.m. And I will make that motion. Do I have a second?
I'll support.
Mike, you're seconding? Thank you. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. All in favor signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item, newspaper of record. We've been presently using the Elk Rapids News. Is there any desires to change? Where would the board feel comfortable to continue?
I'm fine. I feel comfortable.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Does anyone care to make a motion?
I'll move to continue using Elk Rapids News as our newspaper of record.
Okay, I'll support it. Do we have any further discussion? Not hearing any. All in favor by signifying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Number three, salary resolutions. The first resolution is resolution 2020-4, supervisor salary of $24,000. No increase since 2018. We have discussion, or do we have a motion?
I have a motion. I move to approve the supervisor salary, resolution 2020-4.
I'll support.
Okay, support. Any further discussion? Want a roll call, Shelley?
Yep. Roll call, Shemansky?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Boisbert, yes.
And for the record, Dick Holtz is absent and Aaron Eisenhart. Motion passes. Resolution 2020-5, treasury salary. It's $24,000. The last increase was 2018, so there'll be no increase. Is there any discussion? Not hearing any, I'll entertain a motion. I will make the motion for resolution 2020-5.
I'll second.
Shelley seconds. We'll go to a roll call vote.
Roll call, Amos.
Yes.
Boisbert, yes. Shemansky.
Yes.
Absent is Dick Holtz and Aaron Eisenhart. Motion passes. Go to resolution 2020-6, clerk salary, $27,000. Last increase was 2018. No increase for 2020. Any discussion? Not hearing any, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2020-6, clerk salary at $27,000.
Okay, I will support. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call vote, please.
Okay, roll call. Boisbert, yes. Shemansky?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes. Dick Holtz is absent, and also Aaron Eisenhart is absent. Motion carries. Resolution 2020-7, trustee salary, $2,000, same as 2018, no increase. Any discussion? Not hearing any, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion to approve resolution 2020-7, trustee salary at $2,000.
I will support. Any further discussion? Not hearing any, I would ask for a roll call vote, please.
Roll call, Shemansky.
Yes.
Amos.
Yes.
Boisbert, yes.
And Dick Holtz and Aaron Eisenhart are absent. Resolution 2020-8, staff salary, annual and hourly. Is there any change?
No.
Proposed? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to maintain.
I move to approve resolution 2020-8 for staff salary.
Support. Any further discussion? Not hearing any, we'll do a roll call vote, please.
Roll call. Amos?
Yes.
Boysbert, yes. Schimansky?
Yes.
Deck Holtz and Aaron Eisner are absent. Okay, we will move on to Resolution 2020-9, Appropriation Act for the 2020-2021 budget. I'll need a motion. Is there any discussion? Not hearing any. I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion to approve Resolution 2020-9, the Appropriations Act for 2020-2021 budget.
I will support. I'll ask for a roll call vote, please.
Roll call. Boysbert, yes. Schimansky?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes. Deck Holtz and Aaron Eisner are absent. Motion passes. We will drop down public comment. Is there any public comment?
I do have a comment.
Sure.
As public as anybody, I guess.
That's what it's for.
Like you said, these are unusual times, and this meeting was important, and we do feel that it is a very necessary thing to do. And we had it published in the March 12th newspaper, and we've had it on our website and posted in our window. So this meeting was well advertised as per statute, and I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that we had that taken care of, and that this was just something that needed to be done so that we could continue operations with our township and make sure that we get our firefighters paid.
I would also add to that is that we do have certain duties to follow through, whether it be collecting taxes or just doing our day-to-day duties. And I believe from what we've all, Shelley, Mike, and I have talked about, there will be somebody around the office most every morning. If something's needed, feel free to call. The other thing I would note is, I noticed last night that Shen has canceled their, I think it's April 14th, Planning Commission meeting. So I'm not sure what ZBA is going to do, but the Planning Commission will move to a different date. As far as our next monthly township meeting, as we see it, we will still plan for that. Unless something comes up that would change our minds, we'll still plan on having our annual township monthly meeting. Mike, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, the good thing about, if there's any good thing about it, that all the tax money has been collected and it is in the bank. We don't have to do any taxes until mid-June, which should hopefully this thing shall pass by that time. So we should be in pretty good shape. The township does have cash available, money, and we knew, both of us do know how to pick up our emails from home, our phone messages. So if there's any questions, please call in and we'll get back to you that day, or believe me, by the next day, you'll get an answer back. And all our taxes are online at bsaonline.com if you're doing your income tax. That is just the township ones. The village will have somebody in the office, I believe from 10 to 2, that could answer their question on taxes. So that's it.
And Shelley, correct me if I'm wrong, there will not be an election in May?
No, the May election was canceled. Okay. So there are no elections going on right now. We're still recuperating from the last one, so that's all good news.
Yep. The only other thing I would ask for is, Ken, if you have a moment, I'd like to say something about what's going on in our community toward the virus or what you've been dealing with, maybe just.
No, actually, it's been pretty much status quo. It's been pretty neat that we've had some local seamstresses come and bring us some sample masks and for our guys to wear. But we did get an update from our emergency operations center, and supposedly tomorrow, they are releasing some stuff out of the Federal Reserve to Antrim County, and so I don't foresee a shortage of MMR was indicating that they had a shortage. They actually came and took some leftover inventory from Elk Rapids Ambulance up in the closet there yesterday some N95 masks and some gowns and some respirators, and because they were badly needed. And but like I said, the Emergency Operations Center said we should get a supply in tomorrow from the feds, and so I don't really see a shortage in PPE, personal protection equipment, for us for the foreseeable future. And the cases are relatively low in the area still, so I think the sheltering and placing is working pretty well. And
again, what is the protocol? That I know when it goes through 911, there's questions.
Right, they're screening, dispatch is screening every call, and if there's any indication, ourselves as well as the ambulance are taking extra precautions with extra PPE. We're going full gown, mask, safety goggles, in case if there's any question. So, and then of course they have an isolation area set up at the hospital as well, so they can screen first. And so I think the good precautions are being taken. So
I know I had a quick discussion with Jim Janice on our response for both ambulance and fire, so that's why I wanted to have you just say a few things so the public realizes we are aware of what's going on and you guys have made the appropriate steps to.
And I met with the chief of police and we've discussed a game plan in case there's, you know, anything like martial law goes into effect or something like that, as to who would be in command and who would do what. So we have a plan for that. So
very good. Does anybody have any questions for Ken? Okay, well then I guess if there's no objection, we'll adjourn the meeting.
Well, wait, I'm sorry. I don't have an objection. I wanted just to say that, you know, you said that the village will have someone here and we'll have someone here, but the doors are locked.
So yeah.
The lobbies are not open for people to come in, but you can call or email and maybe get a hold of someone or leave a message. But the government center is shut down.
That's correct. I'm sorry. I might have misspoke myself there. We will field phone calls and emails. So if there's questions, to Shelley's point, there will be somebody, they'll get back to you. So I guess with that.
The only other question I can have is, can we check the website? Because we are getting phone calls at the fire station for township and village numbers. I think one of the websites must have some misinformation and the wrong phone number for a contact on it.
All right.
If we could just double check those. So I've been getting a lot of calls.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I knew that wouldn't last very long if I put your number in there.
That's okay. That explains it.
No, I'll double check that. Thanks.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Anything further? Okay. Meeting's adjourned. It's 9:24. Thank you.